According to the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, super PACs, those independent groups that can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money as long as they disclose their donors, have raised roughly $300 million in the 2014 election cycle, and they've spent about a third of that. But now there's a new movement to fight big money in politics, and it's being led by, wait for it, super PACs. Here's Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Lessig, the founder of the May Day PAC, talking in a web video about that group.
We need to take our democracy back. In a time of polarized politics, there's one thing that more than 90% of Americans agree on, that our government is broken, and broken because of the money in politics.
Here now, media analyst John Carroll is in the studio, and I want you to start with that May Day PAC and this idea, how can a super PAC end a super PAC?
Yeah, Lawrence Lessig's mantra is embrace the irony. May Day PAC is a crowdfunded group that is out there. They've raised about $8 to $12 million, hard to tell, looking to back congressional candidates who support campaign finance reform. And they have gotten 55,000 contributions, and they're basically looking to back eight candidates overall.
Well, so is this what it is? Is that the essence of it, a super PAC that wants to put people in place who might get rid of super PACs?
Right. And what they're asking is for them to take a pledge that they will sponsor or support legislation in the House or Senate that will bring about campaign finance reform.
And is this the only one, or are there other super PACs doing this?
No, there are other super PACs doing it. This is the most prominent one. Lawrence Lessig has a good name. He's gotten a lot of press. On the other hand, he's signed up only 35 congressional candidates. So it all depends on how you hold it up to the light.
Well, and that money, although big in my book,
right,
is not very big considering the money that's thrown around.
No, it's not Koch brothers money, but it's not lunch money either. And it's impressive that that he has pulled together this amount, this number of contributors and this amount of money.
And why do you think there aren't more candidates?
I think a lot of them are afraid to get into this because of the lobbying money that's out there. Lawrence Lessig's group says congressmen spend 70% of their time raising money. So this is a situation where they're sort of embedded in the system, and they don't have any real incentive to get out of it.
And it's hard to get out. Well, there's another reform-minded group out there. It's called CounterPAC. But this group is targeting organizations that have secret donors. Remind us.
Right. So quick primer. Super PACs are organizations that can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money, but they have to reveal their donors.
Mm-hmm.
501c4s, which are named after the section of the Internal Revenue Code that regulates them, they are nonprofit organizations, social welfare organizations they're called. They can raise unlimited amounts of money. There are some limits on how they can spend it, but they do not have to reveal their donors. So that's who CounterPAC is going after.
Well, and you say there's limits on how they can spend it. You know, in part, for instance, they have to talk about issues as opposed to work directly with candidates.
Right. And they can't spend more than 50% of their money on advertising. So what they do is they spend it on other sort of advocacy efforts.
And there's some ads that they're running. What are they asking of candidates?
CounterPAC is asking them to, yes, take a pledge to fight secret money. They've run full-page ads in Atlanta, Anchorage, and Charleston, West Virginia. They have targeted a number of campaigns, and they've targeted Republicans and Democrats both, and said they want them to basically sign on to a sort of a people's pledge, the way Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown signed on to one in 2012, that they will reject secret donor money. And if somebody, if one of these groups does spend money on their behalf, they would donate a certain amount to charity to offset it.
Okay, perhaps a noble idea, but we'll see
if
it takes hold given the pressure. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now and a mass communication professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, professor, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.